This is Radio Superior 1927, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from 1927. This is a true story of our past. Step back with us to another time. We bring you now to the KUWS radio studios and the Martin and McKenna Show.
Hello, hello. This is the voice from the head of the Great Lakes station, KUWS in Superior, Wisconsin. This is Jack McKenna calling. It's Saturday, May 21st, 1927. Stay tuned for the 5 o'clock news from Lou Martin. Raymond Paulson will have Mobile Oil sporting news. Miss Harriet is in the community news, plus music from the Roaring Twenties. Tonight's program is presented by Stack & Company, where they have the largest and the latest in purses, including the black bottom, collegiate, underarm, and pouch styles, starting at $1.95. Good evening, Lewis.
A pleasant evening to you, good listeners. Captain Charles Lindbergh has apparently made it safely over the Atlantic Ocean and has been spotted passing Irish shores. President Cosgrave of the Free Irish State sends his congratulations to the American people on this special occasion in world history. We have a wireless live shortwave report direct from Paris, France, courtesy of the British Broadcasting Corporation.
Hello, this is Jean Leroc calling from Paris, France. A lone young eagle whose daring is thrilling the world has made it across the Atlantic Ocean and now across the English Channel. His aeroplane, the Spirit of Saint-Louis, has been spotted passing over Cherbourg, heading in the direction of Paris. This report given to me just moments ago. Captain Charles Lucky Lindbergh is alone without aid of a radio and only a compass to guide him. As his petrol decreases, his speed increases. The monoplane's normal speed is 100 miles per hour, but the wind is at his back, and that could increase to 120 miles per hour. It is believed he is well ahead of schedule. Lack of sleep is the young aviator's greatest danger. There is no doubt Captain Lindbergh will be welcomed by Parisians in a way very few have ever been received. Everything possible that can be done is being done to guide Lucky Lindy from the French coast to Paris and Le Bourget flying field. Authorities have set up a series of signals and spotlights to help the young hero navigate. To avoid confusion, orders have been given so no other planes are in the air in the hours before the Spirit of Saint-Louis lands here. American Ambassador to France, Myron Eric, is prepared to stay at the field all night, if necessary, to greet the flyer. It is said in the manner of warm French greetings that hot cognac and a little whiskey awaits the aviator in one of Paris' finest apartments. And then he will be put to bed. I will stand by here with more information about this brave aviator's voyage. In Paris, this is Jean Leroc reporting.
This is New York. Patrick Kelly, Associated Press. Two records were broken by Captain Charles Lindbergh on his way to become the first to fly from New York to Paris nonstop. His flying time from San Diego, California to Roosevelt Field on Long Island was 21 hours and 20 minutes, the quickest ever made from coast to coast. The young birdman was also the first to make the long hop from San Diego to St. Louis alone. The 25-year-old, lean, muscular, six-foot Lindbergh has been flying for 6 years. He was born in Detroit, Michigan, where his widowed mother still lives, and raised in Little Falls, Minnesota, where his father was a lawyer and congressman. He was appointed a flying cadet in the Army, training at Kelly Field in San Antonio, Texas. After leaving the Army, Lucky Lindy, as he's now being called, flew in several flying circuses. Finally, he was appointed chief pilot in the Chicago to St. Louis airmail route. Wishes for success of his lone effort are being voiced from aviators all over the country and the world. President Coolidge wished him luck. Prayers are being said for him in churches. And at Yankee Stadium, the crowd for the Sharkey Maloney fight stood for a minute of silent prayer. Captain Charles Lindbergh has captured the hearts of people everywhere. In New York, this is Patrick Kelly.
This is Arthur Brisbane calling from America's heartland, Little Falls, Minnesota. Not since the signing of the armistice has this little town, the boyhood home of Slim Lindbergh, become so alive to a world event. On the streets today, residents are bustling about with great cries mingled with anxiety. They are all asking, "What is the latest from our Charlie?" There are many here who start out with, "I remember when," but they're cut short with rumors and reports of Captain Lindbergh's progress. The last that was seen of their Charlie here was in 1926, when he soared over the family farm and spread his late father's ashes from his plane. A citywide celebration is planned for tonight. Special bulletins are pasted on storefront windows. Last night, the little movie house here was crammed as people wanted to see the newsreel about their own hero. "He'll make it" is on every other tongue. Those of the 5,000 residents here who are not confident of the aviator's success are few, and those people are the ones praying the hardest for their Charlie. In Little Falls, Minnesota, this is Arthur Brisbane speaking.
Waiting in the wings are the planes America and Columbia at Roosevelt Field. When Commander Richard Byrd plans to take off in America is unknown, but he will not leave until word comes of Captain Lindbergh's flight. Columbia pilot Charles Chamberlain and his navigator were ready to go this morning, but high winds kept them grounded. KUWS Radio News Time is 5:06. Jack McKenna has this message from our sponsor.
Just think of it. Flying alone. Only able to see the water and sky for hours on end. Amazing stuff, this Lindbergh guy. You think we'll know if he makes it before we're off the air?
It's unlikely, but who knows? If we can, we will. He's not expected to land for a couple of hours.
Let's hope he lands. Stack & Company coming up with a great sale, folks. For example, for you ladies, coats from our regular stock. Regrouped and again reduced, 300 of them available. You can buy more than one if you like. $13.95, $22, and $32. Coats for every occasion. Formal, informal, or sports. On floor two, if you please. Oh, look at this. Purses for sale. An assortment of collegiate black bottom and other new novelty purses in all colors. Regularly $3.50 for this sale. Special Saturday, $2.95. Or $1.95, underarm and pouch-style purses in all colors and leathers. A very good buy. Gives me pause to think about all these great sales at Stack & Company on Tower Avenue in Superior.
City Clerk M.G. Beckley says that he has officials set up at all 17 polling places for Tuesday's special election. The election will decide if the Superior School Board will continue to be appointed by Mayor Fred Baxter or be elected. Both sides of the school controversy are expected to remain quiet this weekend. The school board president, the Reverend A.T. Ekblad, is under fire after dismissing English instructress Miss Lulu Dickinson for encouraging her students to speak out on controversial items. After a month-long strike by 2,000 students at Central High, Principal C.G. Wade was also dismissed, effective next month. A committee of 21 was formed asking for the removal of President Ekblad and calling on the board to be elected. Now, for today's editorial, we welcome Evening Telegram publisher John T. Murphy. It's a pleasure, sir.
I bet you're here to talk about Lindbergh. You think he's a big show-off?
I'm not going to talk about Captain Lindbergh.
Then it's that school brouhaha and that bad old Reverend Ekblad.
You know, this is my newscast.
We'll let the voters speak for themselves Tuesday. No, I'm here to talk about our friends in Europe. The Republic of France is preparing to build a mighty ring of forts along its borders with Germany. Next year, 1928's budget allows for a remarkable string of fortresses linked above the ground. Billions of French francs will be committed to this wall of guns. Now, to be sure, France is in a situation very different from our own, yet this fortress makes one wonder what was learned from the World War. It was a costly lesson, so costly one might say no lesson can be worth so great a cost. If it didn't teach European politicians that the old ways of international relations is worse than useless, we might say that now. No one can tell what would be the result of another war like the last one would be. It would wreck European civilization. It's too great a risk to take. Military preparedness is all very well. It'll be many years before we become smart enough so it becomes unnecessary. but the lesson we see from the Great War, to all who are not too blind to see it, is that another large-scale war in Europe must be avoided at all costs. Lou.
Thank you, Evening Telegram publisher J.T. Murphy. Finally, for the first time, all public schools will have a field trip next Friday. This means all superior grade and junior high pupils will gather at Hislop Park. Members of the Superior Rotary will officiate the games the students will play. Students will hold a parade of pupils starting at the Blaine School. They'll march west on Belknap Street to Tower Avenue, north on Tower to Winter, and west on Winter Street to Hislop Park.
That sounds like a gas. Do they get ice cream?
I don't know, Jack.
Well, ice cream is really important to kids that age.
And kids your age. Ribbons will be awarded to winners of all the games.
You can't lick a ribbon. All right, thanks, Lou Martin, whose favorite ice cream is Tutti Frutti.
I like Ripple.
That's illegal these days.
I mean Ripple ice cream. Give the forecast.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The United States Weather Bureau for this Saturday night, May 21st, 1927, says showers tonight with more of that chilly nor'easterly wind off Lake Superior tomorrow. Bundle up, folks. Hey, it's Saturday night and time to Black Bottom or Charleston or anything but the Foxtrot, folks. This one's for Lucky Lindy. From 1920, this is Billy Murray and Oh by Jingo on the Martin and McKenna Show.
In the land of San Domingo, lived a girl called Oh by Jingo. Tia da 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 da. Oompa, 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 oompa. From the fields and from the marshes came the old and young, by goshes. Tia da 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 da. Oompa, 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 oompa. They all spoke with a different lingo, but they all loved Oh by Jingo. And every night they sang in the pale moonlight. Oh, by gee, by gosh, by gum, by joe. Oh, by Jingo, won't you hear our love? We will build for you a hut. You will be our favorite nut. We'll have a lot of little oh, by gollies. Then we'll put them in the follies. By Jingo said, by gosh, by gee. By Jiminy, please don't bother me. So they all went away singing, oh, by gee, by gosh, by gum, by joe, by jingo, by gee, you're the only girl for me. By Jingo had a lover, he was always undercover. Every night she used to meet him, how nice she used to treat him. They eloped, but they both were collared, and the gang stood there and hollered, don't raise a fuss, you got to take one of us. Oh, by gee, by gosh, by gum, by joe. Oh, by Jingo, won't you hear our love? We will build a little still. We'll make whiskey on the hill. We'll have a lot of little liquor beggars. They'll grow up and be bootleggers. By Jingo said, now boys, don't rave. I've put four husbands in their grave. So they all went away singing, oh, by gee, by gosh, by gum, by joe, by Jingo, by gee, you're not the girl for me.
Billy Murray and Oh by Jingo on station KUWS. Thinking of getting out of town? Well, take the Northern Pacific Yellowstone Park Line. Round trip from Superior to Seattle is just $75. In trouble with the law or the wife? Then you really need to get away. Just fooling, folks. But Northern Pacific has a round trip price to Alaska for just $165.
In trouble with the law or the wife? Does Northern Pacific really say that?
They don't call me the best pitchman in the business for nothing. And if your less-than-favorite relative is coming to town, and you'd prefer they not stay in the guest room, try the Spalding Hotel in Duluth. Here starts the restful Lake Superior, the rugged arrowhead of Minnesota, with fishing, golf, the busy harbor, and the great iron ore mines on the Iron Range. Spalding rates, without a bath, are just $1.75, or $2.50 with a private bath. I recommend the private bath for all of Lou's relatives. And the Spalding Hotel has excellent cuisine, too. Not only that, but good eats also.
I'd prefer if you leave my relatives out of this.
Oh, on with the good music time, friends of the 1920s. Here's George Olson and a Varsity Rag on the Martin and McKenna Show.
Should be taught to dance right here at Tate. We're up to date. We teach a great new dance. Don't think that I brag. I speak of the drag. Why should a sheep learn how to speak Latin and Greek badly? Give him a neat motto, complete. Say it with feet gladly. First lesson right now. You'll love it, and how you'll love it. Here is the drag. See how it goes. Down on the heels, up on the toes. That's a way to do the varsity drag. Do-de, o-de-lo, do. Hotter than hot, newer than new, meaner than mean, bluer than blue. Gets as much applause as waving a flag. You can pass many a class, whether you're dumb or wise. If you all answer the call when your professor cries, everybody down on the heels, up on the toes, stay after school and learn how it goes. Everybody do the varsity drag.
Olson and his hit, The Varsity Rag, on station KUWS. Now time for Raymond Paulson with the Mobile Oil Sporting News.
Hey, Jake, just call me Ray.
Better make it quick, Ray. Lou says a news flash about Lindbergh is coming.
Quick it is. Hello, sporting fans. Boston fighter Jack Sharkey took it to his fellow Bostonian, Jimmy Maloney, last night at Yankee Stadium. Lying in wait through the earlier rounds, the ex-sailor held fire of his charge until the fourth round. That's when he sprang with a fury that sent Maloney to the mat with a smashing right to the jaw. As Maloney bounded to his feet, the bell clanged, but his head was hazy going into the fifth, like he had drunk a fifth of Lou's Ripple. The swift, striding Sharkey, teeth clenched, eyes glinting, went in for the kill. Another wild, desperate rush by the bruised and bleeding Maloney, then Sharkey's swinging left hook shook his opponent to the heels. An overhead right and left landing almost together swung him clear off his feet. Maloney tried to rise, but couldn't see through his swollen eyes. He fell forward, almost senseless. That's when the ref stepped in and stopped the fight. Next step for Sharkey, heavyweight champ Jack Dempsey. And now this message from Mobil Oil. Charles Lindbergh uses Gargoyle Mobil Oil in his thrilling airplane leap across the Atlantic from New York to Paris. In this epic-making flight, Gargoyle Mobil Oil B was used to lubricate the single right whirlwind engine of the Spirit of St. Louis. When Commander Byrd flew to the North Pole, he used Mobil Oil B. When U.S. Army flyers flew around the world in 1924, they used Mobil Oil B. Pick it up today. In baseball action, Philadelphia A's Al Simmons has joined teammate the Georgia Peach Ty Cobb in the top 10 hitters, batting .417. George Sisler is closing in on the .400 mark, too, after a sizzling week. Babe Ruth's 1927 season is starting out slowly, although he's leading the majors with 9 home runs, but he's only hitting .321. This is Ray Paulson reminding you that everyone loves a good sport. Fast enough for you, Jake?
Very rapid, Ray. Lou Martin is standing by now. Not so rapid, but he has this news flash.
We go quickly now to the Paris, France airfield.
Hello, this is Jean Leroy calling from Paris, France. The flying field at Le Bourget late tonight is ready to receive Captain Charles Lindbergh. It is after 10 o'clock here. The sky is clear after a late afternoon rain, and the wind has calmed this evening. In addition to many newsmen and photographers, there are at least 5,000 spectators here, most arriving on foot or bicycle. French flyer Charles Frard amused them earlier by executing all sorts of aerial flip-flops. Authorities are now sending up flares to help Captain Lindbergh find this landing field. Excitement is at a fever pitch ever since it was reported that the Spirit of St. Louis had passed over Cherbourg. I will stay here all night if necessary. In Paris, this is Jean Leroy reporting.
I'm getting nervous here, Lou.
Hey, we'll let fate and Lindbergh's luck and skill answer that.
Right you are, buddy. Let's hear from the Jack Shilkret Orchestra with the flapper vocals of Helen Kane and You're My Weakness Now on the Martin and McKenna Show.
I never miss all things I can't resist. Oh, love, 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 love. Isn't it plain to see? I just had a change of heart. What can it be? He's got eyes of blue. I never cared for eyes of blue, but he's got eyes of blue, and that's my weakness now. He's got curly hair, and I never cared for curly hair, but he's got curly hair, and that's my weakness now. Oh, my, oh, me. Oh, I should be good. I would be good, but gee. He likes to fill and poo. I never cared to fill and poo, but he likes to fill and poo. So that's my weakness now. He likes a saxophone. I never cared for a saxophone, but he likes a saxophone. So that's my weakness now. He likes those rainy days, and I never cared for a rainy day, but he likes a rainy day. So that's my weakness now. Oh, let it rain, let it fall. 'Cause I think he knows just what it's raining for. He likes a long good night, And I never had a long good night, but he likes a long good night. So that's my weakness now. And he likes but-da-da-da. And I never can but-da-da-da. But he likes a but-da-da-da. So that's my weakness now. And he likes button da 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 da. I never can da button da 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 da. But he likes but da da da. So that's my weakness now. What more? What more? Oh, I think he knows what but da da is for. He likes but da da da. I never can spot a foot-to-tuttle, but he likes a foot-to-tuttle, so that's my weakness now. So that's my weakness now.
Oh, yeah. Jack Shilkret and Helen Kane with their big hit on this year's 1927 Music Parade, and You're My Weakness Now. Speaking of someone's weakness, here's Lou with Harriet.
Ahem. Now, our community girl, Miss Harriet, what interesting community news do you have for us today?
I didn't used to like the news, but that's my weakness now.
Anything pickled?
What on earth?
It's best not to ask.
Anything pickled? That's my weakness. Pickled pig's feet, pickled herring, pickled turkey gizzards, pickled pickles.
Lack of acknowledgement might be the best strategy at this point. Go ahead, Miss Harriet. Pickled pickles.
Very well. The bishop of the Superior Catholic Diocese, the Right Reverend Theodore Reverman, will be the guest speaker tomorrow afternoon at the Android Hotel. Bishop Reverman will speak to the National Council of Catholic Women Superior Chapter. The Superior Women's Christian Temperance Union met in a business session at the YMCA this week. The Douglas County chapter will meet with the Bayfield chapter in Iron River next month. Mrs. Helga Johnson will be in charge of transportation. All members are encouraged to bring a bag lunch and coffee.
Who's in charge of making the bathtub gin?
Oh, Jack, really? And this is so exciting. Tomorrow is Concordia Day at the Concordia Lutheran Church. Everybody is welcome to see the brand new, beautiful church at 17th Street and John Avenue. The Solomon String Ensemble will play, the Concordia Choral Club with 100 voices will sing, and the Reverend Andrew Bow will welcome everyone to their new church. It all begins at 10:30 sharp. Lewis?
Fascinating, as always. I must say that you do so well. You're a natural, really, really good, really.
Oh, Lewis, if I can redirect your attention from Miss Harriet, I have a newsflash just in.
A newsflash? Right. Thanks. Says here.
Says here?
I mean this just in from Paris. An airplane believed to be Captain Charles Lindbergh's Spirit of St. Louis was sighted approaching Le Bourget flying field moments ago. The crowd at the field is so large, police have been unable to hold them back, and there's some concern that Captain Lindbergh will not be able to land. We're expecting another report in a few moments from Paris.
This is really, really spiffy. I mean, wow! Let's play one more number and hope to find out if this guy really did it. Here's Benny Krueger and his orchestra from 1925. This is Don't Bring Lulu on the Martin and McKenna Show. Thank you.
well, she's a darn nice girl, but don't bring Lulu. You can bring Rose with a turned-up nose, but don't bring Lulu. Lulu always wants to do what the boys don't want her to. When she's got to stuff around, then the bridge is falling down. You can bring cake or porterhouse steak, but don't bring Lulu. Lulu gets blue when she goes cuckoo like the clock upon the shelf. She's the kind of party who breaks up every party. Hullabaloo, don't bring Lulu, I'll bring her myself.
On the Martin and McKenna Show. Presumably, that's a favorite song of Superior School President Reverend Ekblad.
I doubt the good Reverend is a fan of jazz or Tin Pan Alley.
But I bet Miss Lulu Dickinson is.
We've been told to stand by now for a special wireless report from Paris.
How long are we going to wait?
A little patience, please.
So, how about that Jack Sharkey, eh? Think he can take Dempsey?
Settle down.
Did you know Thomas Edison is 79 years old?
Just wait a minute. This is an historic moment.
We're almost out of time. We've got to go to WCCO for a municipal organ recital at 5:30 sharp. Don't shoot me. I hate being shoot.
Sorry, but hold on.
Standby station. We bring you now to Paris, France.
Hello, this is Jean Larocque calling from Paris, France. American aviator Captain Charles Lindbergh has landed at Le Bourget flying field. A huge throng of well-wishers are going wild as the exhausted American flyer made a perfect but treacherous landing among that crowd of Parisians. It is hard to explain the joy of being here at this moment. His plane, the Spirit of Saint-Louis, came down at 10:21 Paris time, arriving 2.5 hours ahead of schedule. This completes the first ever non-stop New York to Paris flight, connecting the two continents in a way it has never been connected before. At Le Bourget flying field outside Paris, this is Jean Larocque bidding one and all adieu.
Holy smokes.
It'd be fun to be in Little Falls, Minnesota right now.
Gotta go, though, folks. Gotta go. The CCO organist recital is waiting. We'll be back same time, same place on your radio dial, the good Lord willing. It was great sharing a piece of history with all of you. For Lou Martin, then, this is Jack McKenna speaking, and congratulations, Captain Lindbergh.
You've been listening to Radio Superior 1927, an original weekly production by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Harriet Fahrig is played by Jennifer Simonson. Other performances by Paul Guggenheimer as Jean Larocque, John Munzel as publisher John Murphy, and John Munson as Arthur Brisbane. All events reported on Radio Superior 1927 are actual accounts from the editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. Join us next week at this time for more Radio Superior. This is your announcer, Mark Snow, speaking. Good night.